Chapter 4. Suddenly, I smell smoke. I run out of the room and I run to our classroom. The corridor is full of smoke. Mr. Wilson, the caretaker, is in the corridor. I shout to him. Help! Please help, Mr. Wilson! There's a fire in our classroom! Billy Reed and Mr. Brown are inside! Mr. Wilson doesn't move. His face is strange. He says nothing. There's a box of matches in his hand. Mr. Wilson, please! Help me get Billy and Mr. Brown out of the classroom! Mr. Wilson doesn't move. I run to the fire extinguisher. I take off my shoe and break the glass. The fire alarm rings. I take the extinguisher and run to the classroom. The door is locked. I run to Mr. Wilson. Where's the key? I shout. He doesn't answer. There are some keys on Mr. Wilson's belt. I pull the keys from him and run to open the door. I find the right key. The door opens. The room is full of smoke. Six firemen run down the corridor. They're wearing special clothes and they're carrying special equipment.
Who's in there?
A fireman asks. My friend, Billy Reed, and our teacher, Mr. Brown, I answer. Three firemen run into the room. 2 minutes later, a fireman comes out with Billy. Billy is alive. He sits on the floor and coughs. Then the other firemen come out.
We can't find your teacher.
Now I think I understand. Mr. Brown wasn't in the room, but his ghost was. The firemen look at each other.
This boy's crazy.
After the firemen put out the fire, they examine the classroom. They find Mr. Wilson's oil lamp.
The lamp started the fire.